Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, day number 9, and also LifeSpring Hymn Stories, or Carol Stories as we'll call it for now, show number 22. I'm Steve Webb, your host. This is kind of a cross post. If you're normally a subscriber to the LifeSpring Hymn Stories and haven't been listening to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, please let me encourage you to go back and listen to the previous shows in this series to get caught up. You can go to LifespringPodcast.com and click on the LifeSpring Advent Calendar tile that you'll see there to get the shows. Now, if you've been listening to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar but were not aware of the LifeSpring Hymn Stories show, that's a show I try to put out weekly that tells the backstory behind some of the great hymns of the Christian faith. It's a very popular show, and I often play the hymns with a real contemporary treatment to them, not with a tired old organ background that you might associate with the old hymns. Hymns have a very rich history, and their lyrics are so filled with meaning. So give the show a try. I think you'll like it. Check it out at LifespringPodcast.com as well. So thanks for allowing me that little side trip. On with the show. So let's open the door and find out what Christmas carol we'll be learning about today. Today, James Cooper and I will tell you the history behind possibly the most recorded Christmas carol ever, Silent Night. Hey James, you first.
Lots of stories have grown up over the years telling of how this carol came to be written, but most are just that, stories. The words of Silent Night were written by a young Austrian priest, Father Joseph Moore, in Maritzwar, Austria in 1816. And on Christmas Eve 2 years later in 1818, he travelled to the home of his musician and school friend, Franz Gruber, in nearby Oberndorf and asked him to write a guitar accompaniment for his lovely poem. Later that same evening, at the midnight mass service in St. Nicholas's Church, Oberndorf, Father Moore and Franz Gruber, together with the church choir, sang Silent Night or Still Nacht for the first time.
There's a popular legend associated with the carol that says Father Moore wanted the carol to be sung by the children of the village at the midnight Christmas Eve service as a surprise for their parents. But in the middle of practicing, the organ broke and not a note would come from it. Some even say that the mice had eaten their way through the bellows of the organ, so the children had to learn the carol only accompanied by a guitar. They learnt the carol so well that they could sing it on its own without accompaniment. However, there are no records that the organ was broken or that it was a last-minute arrangement. Joseph Moore simply wanted a new carol that could be sung to a guitar. Here's Carmen Tyler singing Silent Night in the original German version, a cappella. This is beautiful. You'll love it.
Stille Nacht, heilige Traute hoch heiliger Paar.
The earliest surviving version of the carol was written in 1820 by Father Moore and is for a guitar accompaniment. Over the following few years, families of travelling singers, similar to the Von Trapps of the Sound of Music fame, took the new carol throughout the region and it quickly became very popular. In 1839, the travelling Rayner family first performed the carol in the USA at the Alexander Hamilton Monument outside Trinity Church in New York City.
Joseph Moore died in obscurity in 1848, and for several years the authorship of the song was attributed to Haydn, Mozart, or even Beethoven. But the true authors gained their rightful place in history when a manuscript, handwritten by Moore, was discovered, and in the top right corner was written Melodie von Franz Xaver Gruber. Now listen as Carmen sings the original words of the song translated into English from the German.
Silent night, holy night, Bethlehem sleeps, yet what light floats around the heavenly. Songs of angels fill the air, strains of heavenly peace, strains of heavenly peace.
The carol was first recorded in 1905 by the Haydn Quartet and quickly became a top seller. Today, the beautiful version we're about to hear is by Alison Crowe and comes from the Podsafe Music Network.
Round yon vine. Jesus, Lord, at thy
I hope you enjoyed the first coming together of the shows of the LifeSpring family of podcasts. Please remember, if this is your first time listening to one of the shows, you can visit LifeSpringPodcast.com to find out more. To find out more about Christmas, please visit James Cooper's website over at WhyChristmas.com. As always, today's theme music was Brian Duncan and the Neo Soul Band with This Christmas. The background guitar music was Michael Silvestri. And as James mentioned earlier, Alison Krauss sang the full version we heard. And my very special thanks go to Miss Carmen Tyler for recording the a cappella versions you heard just for us. Yes, these versions were exclusively recorded just for us at the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. Carmen, thanks for being such a very special friend. Links to all the music and Carmen's website will be at the show notes page at LifeSpringPodcast.com. I'm Steve Webb, and this has been day number 9 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar and show number 22 of LifeSpring Hymn or Carol Stories. Thanks for joining us. God bless you.